All because of some men who placed the Bible in a hotel room. I appreciate the men that place the Bibles in the women. I mean, there aren't women Gideons, but hey. But the reality is, it's not the Bibles. Or excuse me, it's not the men and the women. It is the Bibles. It is the Word of God that makes a difference in our lives. Do you read yours? Dan gets up in a few moments and shares from the scripture, and he says, you know, something like, turn to Habakkuk chapter 2. Are you going to be like, on it? Or like, what is it? God gave us this incredible gift in the scriptures. Read it. Use it. Before you watch that video, if you felt your heart stirred, because maybe you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, I want to introduce you to some people real quickly. George, Cheyenne, would you guys just stand up and stay standing just for a moment? Chuck, would you stand up just for a moment? I don't see Shirley, but if she was here, I'd have her stand as well. If Colleen were here, I would have her stand. Sue, hey, would you stand? Barry, go ahead and stand with her. Melissa, would you stand? Look at them. These are people right here in this room who can pray with you to receive Jesus Christ. I can. Colleen can. There's Colleen. And there is nothing that we would like more than to take some time today and pray with you. It's just that simple. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are missing the meaning of life. And you are missing the hope of eternal life. Let's pray. Father, we just come before you, grateful for this opportunity, Lord, to once again hear the gospel. To once again, Lord, have this opportunity to just take inventory within our hearts and ask if we've ever received you. Father, I pray that each and every soul that's here today would come to know you, would live for you, would give their lives to you, repent of their sins, and move, Father, in the paths of righteousness, that they might have life everlasting. Father, there's a lot of things in this earth that we haven't learned to understand. But Father, faith is one thing. We just shut our eyes and just jump in and we teach all the rest. Help us, Lord, to trust in you and to see the miracle that comes from faith. We thank you, Father. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, guys. You may be seated. We're about to receive our offering. Today, the offering, first off, if you want to support Dan and Carrie, the church does send them a check each month. They're grateful. They're not here asking for anything. We pay for, I don't know, probably your gas to get here today. I don't know how much more. If you'd like to give something specifically to them, just you either use the envelope or on your check, just write Ritzman's on there in some fashion or some way, and it will go to them. If you would like to make a donation to the Gideons, don't put it in the offering basket. Hold on to it, because after the service, Dave will be in the back, and he will have a Bible. It's called just... It's something that only the Gideons do. They call it the open Bible. They will be there. He holds the Bible in his hand, and you just walk by and stick money in it, or checks. Just fill it up. When it gets way over 100 pounds, he'll put a prop under it to hold it up. Okay? So, and also be sure and check out the the thingamajig that we have out in the foyer with it has cards in it. And it's given by a birthday present for somebody that has everything. And you're like, why am I doing this? You want to do something really cool for them? Grab one of those cards, fill it out, send $25 or $50 to the Gideons, and then take that card, fill it out, mail it to them. Because that card is going to say, hey, I just placed 10 Bibles somewhere in this world in your memory to celebrate your birthday. How cool is that? And when I was over at Frank and Betty's, and Frank was entering his last days, and I said, Frank, is there anything I can do for you? And if you knew Frank, you know, he said, nope, I'm fine. I've got everything. God's taking care of me. Colleen and I came straight back to the church. We grabbed one of those envelopes, and we made a donation to the Gideons, and we mailed that card to him, and it made his day just a few days before he went to be with Jesus. Because there was something I could do for him when I couldn't do anything for him. It made his day. There's one more thing, those of you that are on my email list, if you didn't spam me because I send out a bulk email, I sent out a prayer request a couple days ago. If you're not on my email list, you'd like to be, give me your email address and I'll add you. But this is a prayer request for Justin Douglas. You all know Hannah Montgomery and Tim Montgomery and their two and now three little girls. And Hannah's brother is named Justin Douglas. He's 28 years old. He's developed a very rare form of cancer. A few months ago, he started noticing a little pain in his foot. But he's 28 and he's a sheetrocker. He's accustomed to pain, right? So he just keeps working. He works through it. Finally, it gets so painful. He just can't work. But now it's not only his foot, it's his whole leg. And now it's even up into his abdomen. And it's just so much pain. And so he's like, I got to go to the doctor. They take him to the doctor, and there he has such a problem, they have to revive him. They put him on a medevac, shoot him down here. He lived in Ketchikan. They bring him down here to Swedish. They put him in Swedish, and they diagnose this rare cancer that usually starts in an extremity, like a foot. When they find it, they treat it through amputation. Justin's cancer has spread up through his leg and is now wrapping all around his internal organs. The doctors aren't sure yet what they're going to do. This is what we know. God is big. Pray for Justin. This is what we also know. You guys remember Donna? That's Hannah's mom. She was here with Hannah for 6 weeks, I think, while she was getting ready for the delivery of baby Noel. So she's just been down here. She flew down here. Her husband Glenn is a sheetrocker. I don't know how much money sheetrockers make, but I'm pretty confident they're not millionaires. And I do know that Glenn and Donna have a financial need because they're trying to fly back and forth from Ketchikan to Seattle. Donna's spending time over there in Seattle with Justin. So, you know, she's eating in the cafeteria, and that's not free, and on and on and on. I'd like to take an offering this morning for Glenn and for Donna. And not just this morning, but for the next couple, 3 weeks. If you would like to make an offering to them, just write Douglas, or Douglas's, on the envelope, on your check memo. If you want, you can do this. Colleen and I do this. Mary and Leroy just love it when they count the money. So you write out your check. Say you were writing out a check for how much? $500? Okay. Say you write out for $500. And you wanted $200 to go to the Ritzmans. You'd write, check out $500. Down the line, you'd write Ritzmans. You'd write $500. And down here, you'd write Ritzmans, $200. Say thank you.
Thank you.
And then you'd like to also give 100 to the Douglases. So then you just write Douglas, 100. And then the other 200 that's left over will just go to the church in our ongoing expenses. So that's a lot of introduction to just kind of tell you how the things
knew all that.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give. Lord, it's not about money. It's about our prayers. Guide us, Lord. Guide our hearts, that we would know what you would like us to do. And help us, Lord, to just do what you want to do. Father, guide our pens. Guide our dollars. Guide our day. Guide our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The ushers will